U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will lay out his vision for the presidency and the country on Thursday. Biden will accept the nomination to challenge President Donald Trump in the November 3rd U.S. election. His address will also bring to a close a nominating convention that was held virtually amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Democratic Party's biggest names lined up via video to support Biden and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, and attest to the urgency of ending what they called President Trump's chaotic presidency. Just as the left-leaning party did this week, Republicans will hold a similar virtual convention to nominate President Trump next week. Thursday, President Trump is planning a visit near Biden's boyhood home in the U.S. city of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is fighting for his life in a Siberian hospital after drinking tea that his allies believed was poisoned. If the poisoning is confirmed, it would be the latest in a long series of poisonings and suspected poisonings of people who have fallen out with the Kremlin. The Kremlin denies settling scores with its foes by murdering them. Navalny, who is a fierce critic of President Vladimir Putin, began feeling ill on his plane to Moscow on Thursday morning after drinking tea at an airport cafe in the Siberian city of Tomsk. His condition became so serious that the plane made an emergency landing. His spokeswoman said he was in intensive care in serious but stable condition. President Trump said on Thursday he feels very badly about the arrest of his former close advisor, Steve Bannon. Bannon has been charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud in connection with a border wall fundraising campaign. This is VOA News. President Trump held a meeting at the White House Thursday with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi, the prime minister declaring his country open for American business and investment. President Trump told reporters before the meeting with the Iraqi leader that the U.S. military had very few troops in Iraq and looked forward to the day when it did not have to be there, but would help the country if neighboring Iran should do anything. The meeting comes amid a new spike in tensions between the United States and Iran after Washington said it would move to reinstate all U.S. sanctions on Iran at the U.N. Mali's opposition coalition is dismissing efforts by regional powers to block a change of government driven by a coup earlier this week. The opposition saying it would work with the junta that ousted the president to restore the country's stability. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa condemned the unconstitutional change of government in Mali. President Ramaphosa spoke on behalf of the African Union, which he chairs. In a statement Wednesday, the president called for the mutinous soldiers in Mali to release President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita and Prime Minister Boubou Cisse, who were arrested in the coup earlier in the week. Keita, who is being held in a military camp near Bamako, announced the dissolution of the National Assembly and Prime Minister Cisse's government. The number of Americans filing for unemployment rose unexpectedly last week. The U.S. Labor Department said Thursday 1.1 million people filed for state unemployment benefits, from 971,000 people the week prior. The previous week's level was the first time since March that new claims had been below the 1 million level. The new numbers are a setback for a struggling U.S. job market that has been crippled by the coronavirus pandemic. The Belarusian General Prosecutor's Office said on Thursday it had opened a criminal case into a council launched by members of the opposition who disputed an August 9th presidential election. That's according to the RIA news agency. The General Prosecutor said the body was designed to seize power and undermine national security, according to RIA. This comes a day after the head of the European Commission said the European Union will impose sanctions on individuals in Belarus who were involved in electoral fraud and repression of protesters. She explained 53 million euros earmarked for the Belarus government will be rerouted and instead used towards civil society, victims of the state crackdown, and the country's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA 1, the best music, the best.